U.S. sanctions have been squeezing Iran's economy, cutting it off from most economic activity with the rest of the world. So some Iranians are turning to an alternative way to stay solvent, Bitcoin. But creating Bitcoin or mining Bitcoin relies on a lot of computers and lots of electricity. And now the Iranian government says it's going to regulate how Bitcoin is mined. At least that's allegedly the plan. Some say it's just a rumor. Ziya Sadr is a Bitcoin enthusiast based in Tehran. He says a surge in the value of the cryptocurrency is one reason there's a Bitcoin boom in Iran.
Everyone in the crypto space globally knows that when Bitcoin price goes up, there would be a lot of attention. So basically, one of the most important things that we should consider is the price surge, which is followed by user surge. So this is what matters. But there are a couple of other reasons, which are people are getting to know more and more about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies here in Iran. And with the cheap electricity here in Iran, it's very profitable to do mining.
So if rumor actually does become fact, like there is regulation on Bitcoin in Iran, what would that do to people who are currently mining Bitcoin?
I think that it would be better for them because the current state is very risky for them, and it's very costly at the same time. So regulations would mean two things mainly. It would be like they would take the government would take taxes from them for importing devices or higher prices on electricity from miners also. So both of these prices would make sense to be paid by miners in return for a legal way and a risk-free way to do mining in Iran. So it would be good, actually, and I think it would be positive for them. But if it becomes something like giving permits and I don't know, some kind of special access to some people, then there would be a lot of corruption in this field. And that's not what we want here in Iran. For like most miners wouldn't want such a thing.
You probably heard that there is a fear outside Iran that Iranians are using Bitcoin precisely to get around U.S. sanctions. I guess what I'm asking, do you think Bitcoin is kind of the magic balloon that will float the finances of some Iranians right through U.S. sanctions?
Well, for some, yes. For some, no. So for people and small businesses, it would be good. And for some who would be like very big corporations and government departments and all of them, they cannot use it because of price volatility and also because of the transparency of the network. The Bitcoin network is very transparent. So if I was a government department, I wouldn't use Bitcoin because it would give me away at the moment that I use it. So that's one reason that they won't use Bitcoin for evading sanctions or anything.
Venezuela, you may know, tried to use cryptocurrencies to spur their own slipping economy. That didn't quite work for them. Do you think Bitcoin, do you think cryptocurrencies, even with regulation by the government in Iran, has a future there?
Yes, definitely. Because, like, you cannot regulate Bitcoin. It's very difficult. You can regulate businesses, but you cannot regulate Bitcoin. You can regulate, like, businesses to not work with Bitcoin, but it's very easy to go around that. So if needed, it will be used.
Bitcoin enthusiast Ziya Sadr, based in Tehran. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.